when he took over the land. Like some of us, our kids didn't go through. They think they tasted desperate, but they didn't. It's all manufactured problems. Sometimes they make bad decisions themselves and they're going through things, right? But what you need to understand is God has left certain enemies in the land to test us. And this generation is not exempt from it.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
That is the Old Testament book of Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. And then verses 7 through 11. And the scripture is on the screen for those of you who may not have a device or a Bible with you. And for those of you that are watching on YouTube and Facebook, please like and share on Facebook this message. I'll be speaking to you directly and spread it around the country so others can hear something about the Holy Spirit. And I believe God to touch your life as you help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. And the word of the Lord reads like this: These are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not previously battled or who had not had previous battle experience. Please take notice to that. The five rulers of the Philistines, all of the Canaanites, the Sidonians, and the Hivites living in the Lebanon mountains from Mount Baal Hermon to Lebo Hamath. They were left to test the Israelites to see whether they would obey the Lord's commands, which he had given their forefathers through Moses. Verse 7. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served Baals and the Ashtaroths. The anger of the Lord burned against Israel, so he sold them into the hands of Cushan Rishathaim, king of Amram Naharaim, to whom the Israelites were subject for 8 years. But when they cried out to the Lord, he raised up for them a deliverer, Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, who saved them. Look at verse 10. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him so that he became Israel's judge and went to war. The Lord gave Cushan Rishathaim, king of Amram, into the hands of Othniel, who overpowered him. So the Lord, or the land, had peace for 40 years until Othniel, son of Kenaz, died. Look at verse 10. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him so that he became Israel's judge and went to war. I need to share with you as we piggyback on the mighty move of God and the day of Pentecost, as we celebrate that, we need to talk about the Holy Spirit for a while. I want to share with you from this series called Advocate, Intercessor, and Friend. Today's message here at 8 o'clock or early morning is the person and power of the Holy Spirit. The person and power of the Holy Spirit. And before you say, well, this has nothing to do with you, you need to know that God sent his Spirit into the earth as an advocate for you, as an intercessor for you, and as a friend to help you along the way. Glory to God. And I believe God to help us, not only in our jobs or on our jobs, but in our families and in our communities, and to help the church to be as best as it can be, to do mighty works and exploits in our community. So, Father, I thank you for this moment. I give you praise for this time. And I thank you for anointing us, not only with the ability to communicate your word, but with ears to hear and a mind to comprehend the word. Give us hearts to receive it and the spirit to contain it. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of the Lord. Father, I pray that you would make my task bearable even by the Spirit. Sanctify us wholly. Thank you for the cleansing blood of the Holy Spirit that helps us to not only preach, but also to receive. And Holy Spirit, we receive your advocacy. We receive your intercession. We receive your friendship. And thank you for the person and the power, God, of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. As I teach on today, I pray that we would have another level of acceptance, but also a sense of understanding, a revelation, illumination of what your Spirit is and who he is and how we need to flow with him and work with him today. I thank you for empowering the church globally. We cast down every demonic force. We thank you, Lord, that your Spirit prevails. Thank you, God. And I decree and declare that the church and its citizens are victorious in the name of Jesus. I say it again. The church is victorious in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's clap our hands again for the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Oh, yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to bring your attention back to the book of Judges, chapter 3, the Old Testament book of Judges. Here, Moses is dead. Joshua has gone on to be with the Lord, and there is no king. And the nation plummets in debauchery. When there's no leadership, the nation plummets in debauchery. They forgot that God took them through the Red Sea. They forgot that he allowed them to cross the Jordan. They forgot that he destroyed Jericho and Ai and used Joshua to bump through the land. The first 7 years of his conquest was very, very victorious and successful. And then Joshua switched from a military genius and strategist to becoming an administrator to make sure that everyone who fought in the previous 7 years, over the next 13, he made sure that they were able to enter into the promised land and to receive their inheritance. And there are times even in the ministry where you will see a church going through seasons of buying property, developing things, and kind of conquering the land. But the church has to transition into a moment where everyone who fought in those years are able to receive their inheritance. And it's not just for the leadership of the church to have big homes and fine things. God wants his people to prosper. And we've seen for years a pyramid type scheme in the house of the Lord, where only the leaders seem to be successful, or the leaders' descendants, the children of the leaders. But God wants everybody in the kingdom of God to be successful. Everybody to be successful. Let me say it again. Everybody to be successful. Let me say it again. Everybody to be successful. It doesn't matter if you're on the back row or if you're standing in the pulpit. If we're part of the body and we're connected with Jesus and have the Holy Spirit, you need to see some victories in your life. I want to see your victory, for the battle belongs to the Lord. The victory is not just for the pastor, not just for those who are elite, not just for those who have collars and chains, not just for the apostle and the prophet and the evangelist and the pastor and the teacher, but every citizen of the kingdom of God, every family that's connected with the vine. The Bible says, I prune you that you can bring forth more fruit and that your fruit would remain. You need to be looking for victory in your life. Let me decree and declare it. You're going to see it. Not many days hence. I believe God is going to show you just how powerful he is. And I'm decreeing and declaring, I don't want my blessing and you walking around not knowing who you are. I believe God wants every single one of you, every mother, every father in the name of Jesus, to look at your family tree and see what the Lord has done. I believe you're supposed to take a step back, slap yourself and say, look at God. He's working in my life. He's working in my life. He's working in my family. He's working on my job. He's working in my body. He's working in my mind. And I must give him the glory, the honor, and the praise for it. Come on, let's praise him in advance. If you believe that he's going to bless your family, your children, you on your job, your portfolio, your investments are going to be blessed in the name of Jesus. I said, let's give him a praise for it in advance. You better praise him from Youngstown, Ohio to Miami. You better give him the glory. Praise him in advance for it. You're not going to struggle all of your life. It's time to step into the blessing. I'm blessed, hot, and highly favored of the Lord. My children are blessed in Jesus' name. They may be acting funny, but I believe God is going to arrest them and turn it around. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit, arrest them. Arrest them. Holy Spirit of God, arrest them. God wants to do something in your life. Let me tell you, his ways are not like our ways. And his thoughts are not like our thoughts, which means he doesn't think like you think. He doesn't think like you think. Stop trying to think. Your thoughts are like God's thoughts. Your thoughts are not like his thoughts. The Bible says as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are his ways from your ways and your thoughts from his thoughts. Stop trying to figure God out in your natural. If you don't know word, you don't know his thoughts. If you're not reading scripture, you don't know his thoughts. If you don't have a heart for worship, you don't know his thoughts. You're meandering through life. You're dancing like a clumsy bear with your future when God wants you to be more strategic and have more suave and debonair type flow when you're flowing with the things of God. He didn't want you pirouetting with a clumsy bear, a clumsy grizzly bear. He wants you to be able to flow with his spirit and dance into your future. And if you don't know the word, you don't know his thoughts. That's why you need a preacher. I know you say, I don't need nothing. You need your, well, listen, you need more than your job. How many of you know you can't fix your family with just making money? You need an endowment from the Holy Spirit. You can't even fix your own mind with the money that you make. Glory to God. You can't cast a spell or send the spell back to the spell, the spell sender, unless you have some power working in your life. Glory to God. Every time the devil sends a spell my way, I send it back to the pits of hell. Every time I see a harvest that I didn't sow, I don't allow it to grow in my life. And you can send back a harvest of tares back to the enemy when you didn't sow that seed. If you're not hateful, you don't have to receive hate. Come on, if you're not hateful, you don't have to receive hate. Glory to God. If hate is coming your way and you didn't sow hate, you need to send it back to the devil. And let me tell you something, even if you sowed it, if you start sowing good seed today and start giving God the glory and the praise, he will cancel the harvest that you sowed in your previous life and give you a brand new start. Can somebody say amen? Come on, I've been redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord give God praise right now. I've been redeemed. I don't have to pay back some stuff that I did years ago. I've been redeemed. That's right, girl, stretch and give him glory. I've been redeemed. You can't bring up my past to me. Come on, he wrote off my past by signing his name in my future. I've been redeemed. The angels are looking at you saying, what mighty God, what kind of God is that to love them after they made so many mistakes in their life and he still loves them like that? That's right. I've been redeemed. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Let's look at the text here, because I need to show you something here. The Bible says the nations are these are the nations that the Lord left to test, all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. Let me help this generation. Some of you don't want your children to go through what you went through, but you can't save them from the test. No matter what you do, you can't save them from their own struggles. The Lord, the Bible said, these are the nations the Lord left in the land that he gave them to test Israel, who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan. In other words, this is what parents usually do. We don't want our kids to go through struggles, so we try to save them ourselves. But God has left certain things in their path to test them. For those of you that don't believe you need history, church history, you don't need to get with the old ones because they don't understand you. God has left certain things in the path for you to go through yourself to test you. No parent can stop it. No preacher can stop it. He left them in the land to test Israel, who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. Glory to God. In other words, when Joshua came through, there were some of them who in the time and the era of the judges that didn't bop. They didn't fight like Joshua did when he took over the land. Like some of us, our kids didn't go through. They think they tasted desperate, but they didn't. It's all manufactured problems. Sometimes they make bad decisions themselves and they're going through things, right? But what you need to understand is God has left certain enemies in the land to test us. And this generation is not exempt from it. No, you didn't have to walk to school. You didn't have to walk 5 miles. You didn't go through what I went through. You don't understand it. You've always had a remote control. You've always had AC in your life. You don't understand what it's like to live in Florida or Georgia or South Carolina in the summer without AC. You don't even understand that. You think it's hard, but it's not hard for you. But God left some things in your path that's going to hit you right there in your heart because he's testing you. You can't escape it, and no parent can stop it. The only thing we can do is pray for them that they pass the test. Look at the word, verse 2. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not previously had not previous battle experience. Notice, God wants everybody in the kingdom to have battle experience. Listen to what I'm saying. That means they're going to go through struggles like you did in their marriage, in their body, in their family, with their money, because they have not experienced the battle. So he's going to let them be tested that way, to see what kind of heart they have. Look at the word, verse 3. The five rulers of the Philistines, all of the Canaanites, the Sidonians, and the Hivites, living in the Lebanon mountains, the Mount of Baal, Hermon, and Lebo. Look at verse 4. They were left to test the Israelites to see whether they would obey God. In other words, God put these enemies, allowed them to stay in the high places to see if they would turn off cell phones and turn off radios and turn off trap music and turn off the stuff that's influencing them and get back to God. I want to see if they will obey me. So I'm going to give them iPhones. I'm going to give them distractions. I'm going to leave these things in the midst. I'm going to see if they would say, well, I'm going to church like my mama went to church, like my mama went to church when she was young. God wants to see if they will say the same thing. I think I'll go back and take my family to church. Or am I going to allow the influences of the land, the parasites and all of the ites in the land to distract me from the things of God, to see, God says, I left them there to see if they will obey me.
And right now, this generation is failing the test because we feel like we don't have to do what the previous generation did. Let me tell you something. God is going to allow it to get so dark in the world, you're going to be running to the church. You can't even wait until the sunrise on a Sunday morning so you can get in the house and start worshiping again. And no parent can stop this test. What you got to do is pray for them and make sure that you're leading them by example. Can somebody say amen? You got to give them something to reach for when they're going through their darkest moment. And that is, they got to reach back to God. Can somebody say amen? I want to make sure you understand this, that every generation will have enemies. Every generation will be tested by God. Every generation. Notice, I got to give you battle experience. Number two, I got to see if you will obey me when you have many distractions in your life. If you read the third chapter of Judges, you'll see how he left them there. The Israelites started intermingling with the ites of the land, interchanging in marriage, and began to serve and worship their God. Just like our young people are doing, and some of us are doing. We're bent over to our phones so much so we're worshiping them. If you look at young people today in a restaurant, it could be a marriage, it could be whatever. You'll see husbands and wife not talking to each other, but looking at their phones. They're not even watching children. We're distracted. The ites have distracted us. Glory to God. The ites of the land. Boy, I wish I could preach it. The ites of the land are distracting us. The ites of the land. Entertainment is distracting us. Social media is distracting us. Clubs are distracting us. But I believe God is raising up a remnant, glory to God. And the Bible says he put them in the land to test to see if they would obey. Look at verse 7. Israel failed the test. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 7. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God. Does it look like the 21st century to you? And served Baals. In other words, instead of going to church and worshiping God, they start worshiping other things. Because you're going to worship something. Well, you would say, Bishop, I don't worship nobody. Yes, you do. We are prone to worship entities. We worship idols. Your favorite singer starts singing, whoo, everything in you starts shifting. You don't even know him, but hear that voice. Everything in you starts reverberating. You know why? Because we will always worship something. You have to choose this day whom you will serve. Are you going to serve Baal or the Baals of our day? Or are you going to serve the Lord? Look at verse 7. The Bible says the anger of the Lord was kindled. I'm going to talk about that because Holy Spirit has feelings. He gets angry too. Look at verse 7. The anger of the Lord burned against Israel so that he sold his own people into the hands of Cush, Rishathaim, king of Amram or Aram, whom the Israelites were subject to for 8 years. Notice, instead of them being able to worship God freely, they came under the rule of this king, who was not kind to them and had to pay tribute to the man. They wouldn't give tribute to God. They had to pay tribute to this king. Look at verse 9. But when they cried out to the Lord, I'm glad about it, man. I've been redeemed. It doesn't matter how bad it is, not only for you, but also for your children. If we cry out to the Lord, God has something in his heart for his people. The Bible says when they cried out to the Lord, he that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He raised up for them a deliverer. Everybody say a deliverer. His name is Othniel, son of Kenaz. He is the younger brother of Caleb. He's the younger brother of Caleb. Now, Caleb is never ever described as a man who had the Spirit rest upon him. He's just a man that had a good report. When he went out as a spy with Joshua and the other 10 spies, the Bible says he brought back a good report to Moses that if God says we can take it, we can take it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
For an MP3 of today's message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2206-1208. That's reference number 2206-1208.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton L. Clark, who is more than just a person who stands before us each week to deliver a message. He is our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor worthy of honor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is available at Truth Revealed 2. And checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line. Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the Sanctuary for Women's Sunday School. You can also stay connected in the Awakened Women's Ministry Life Group on Facebook to stay empowered, uplifted, and awakened.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.